This is an example similar to what we saw before. Width and height are filled in here. That's the number of pixels that's going to be the area in the browser window that's going to be displayed in by the applet. The code-based attribute is optional. It specifies the directory in which the applet is found, and then the code gives the actual name of the applet, so it should be something.class. If the code base is not there, then the browser assumes that the applet is found in the same directory as the HTML file.